Has Ed confirmed or denied if he's going to be performing at the royal wedding? Do you know?
I don't think he ever answered.
He didn't, has he?
Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be on, he has a tour date that day, which I feel you could reschedule.
Good morning, Kansas City. It is a Rocket and Teresa show. Trending topics are coming up next.
Brought to you by EA Bride. Looking for your perfect wedding dress? Come to the largest sample collection at the Grand Hall in Power & Light. For more info, go to eabride.com.
You know, Tara's been on our show for a while now. She's a part of our family. And a lot of people ask, you know, I'd like to meet her. What is she like? Tara is a blast to hang out with. In fact, next Thursday, I'm hanging out with her.
You are. March 1st, buddy. 3-1. What does that equal?
Oh my God, don't get him started with his number obsession, please.
But you're going to be out somewhere. Is it tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow from 10 to noon, I'm going to be at Price Chopper on Berry Road, just hanging out and having fun.
I think I'll stop by and see you.
You
Berry Road, yeah, that's up in Rocket's neck of the woods.
Yeah, it is.
All right, let's get to our trending topics. It is 745, high of 35 today.
Yeah, 35. Woo-hoo.
Missouri.
Oh, now they're saying 41.
Oh, wow. It is summer. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens facing a charge of felony invasion of privacy. We're making national news today. A grand jury returned an indictment charging him with taking a picture of the woman he had an affair with in a state of full or partial nudity without her knowledge. He was taken into custody yesterday and booked. We also made national news with, you know, you hear those stories of planes stuck on the tarmac for hours and hours. It happened here at KCI. A Delta plane was stuck on the tarmac for 12 hours, and they are apologizing to the people. By the way, it ended up being canceled, and they just they never got to go anywhere.
Did you see pictures of them trying to sleep, trying to get comfortable? Mm-hmm. And I think they offered them like $100
card. $100.
Unacceptable.
Not enough.
Sorry, no. Mm-mm. Police officers are now guarding the home of the Florida deputy who took a position near the scene of the massacre at a Parkland high school last week, but never went inside. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School resource officer Scott Peterson resigned yesterday after surveillance video surfaced showing the deputy waiting outside the school instead of taking action to confront the shooter. This is Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel.
What I saw was a deputy arrive at the west side of Building 12, take up a position, and he never went in. He went on his, I think he got on his radio at a point in time, and he took up a position where it looked like he could see the westernmost entry into the building and stayed where he was. Never went in. Devastated. Sick to my stomach. There are no words. I mean, these families lost their children. We lost coaches. I've been to the funerals. I've been to the homes where they sit and shiver. I've been to the vigils. It's just, there are no words.
He was out there for roughly 4 minutes, and the entire shooting lasted about 6 minutes.
That makes me so
Could
sad.
Could have saved a lot of lives. By the way, teachers and staff of the school get to go back for the first time today and go into their classrooms. They're getting ready to resume classes next week, so this will be the first time they get to go back and get things ready. And they're going to have an orientation on Sunday for students and parents before classes officially resume. And I love this story so much. Tiffany Haddish is one of my favorites. She's in Girls Trip. If you haven't seen it, you got to see it. Although Tara would probably say, don't watch it on an airplane.
No, so embarrassing.
Yeah, that's a little risque. And Tiffany announced that she's going to host the MTV Movie and TV Awards on June 18th. She was also on Ellen's show, and she just absolutely loves Oprah. And Oprah had actually been on the show earlier, but left. And so Tiffany kept saying, is Oprah gone? Is Oprah gone? And Ellen said yes. And she was talking about how much she loves her and how she wrote to her.
Have you written to her?
Okay, so let me tell you. Okay, so back in the day when I was a professional extra in Photo Devil, because you know I didn't just come out of nowhere.
No.
I've been in this business.
No, you were an extra.
Walking around in the back smiling.
Uh-huh.
And I did this movie called Their Eyes Are Watching God, and I was an extra in, and it was a movie that Oprah was producing, and she had walked by, and I was making all the other extras laugh and stuff. I was telling jokes, and she's like, you're a very funny young lady. I was like,
Yeah.
And she was like, what's your name? I said, my name is Tiffany Haddish, and I'm a stand-up comedian. And she said, well, keep me updated on your career. Write me. Let me know what you got going on. I love comedy. I said, oh, yeah, I know her. And so I would write her, right?
Right.
And I never got any reply.
Nothing.
And I think it's because it was a lot of misspellings or something. Because, you know, I wasn't a good reader at that time, so definitely not a good writer.
I see.
But I'm better now.
Well, she...
But she never wrote back.
I wonder why. Let's ask her why she didn't write back. Oprah, why didn't you write back?
I didn't write back.
Tiffany about lost her mind.
So happy for you, girl. So this is a deal.
I love you.
You are so, so, so good.
Thank
you. You are so, 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 come on.
You told me that before in a dream.
You know, it's true. It's true.
Questions and I answer them in your voice.
Really?
Yes. Oh, you done told me to pray so many times.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.